Hello, friends. Denny Pruto here to discuss the second part of my definition for preaching. And as we do so, I refer you back to 1 Peter chapter 1 and verses 22 through 25. Let me read these verses to you before we enter into the discussion of part 2 of my definition for preaching. Here again, God's Word. Since you have, in obedience to the truth, purified your souls for a sincere love of the brethren, fervently love one another from the heart. For you have been born again, not of seed which is perishable, but imperishable, that is, through the living and abiding Word of God. For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of the grass. The grass withers, and the flower falls off. But the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word which was preached to you. Again, I point out to you that Peter is connecting the truth of God through which the people were born again and the preaching of the word of God. And this connection is vital and is set forth in my definition for preaching. Listen to it again. Preaching is God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit communicating His truth in our world to people in the pews through human instruments in order to change their thinking, bridle their emotions, and alter their wills for the purpose of converting sinners, sanctifying saints, and preparing people for heaven. You notice that the definition for preaching is divided into three parts. The basic statement, preaching is God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, communicating His truth in our world to people in the pews through human instruments. And then we find the proximate purpose for preaching. The purpose for this preaching is to change thinking, bridle emotions, and alter the will. The three aspects of the heart mentioned in the definition for preaching come from the Shorter Catechism, which is based upon the truth of the Word of God. The heart in the Bible, in both Greek and Hebrew, is composed of the mind and the emotions and the will, the center and core of the inner person. And the Shorter Catechism follows this idea of the heart in its question and answer concerning effectual calling. What is effectual calling? Effectual calling is the work of God's Spirit whereby convincing us of our sin and misery, enlightening our minds in the knowledge of Christ, and renewing our wills, He doth persuade and enable us to embrace Jesus Christ freely offered to us in the gospel. It is this idea of the heart, of the emotions, of the mind, and of the will that I desire to speak about briefly in this section of our discussion. The preaching of the Word of God is directed to the heart. And when it's directed to the heart, it's directed to the mind and the emotions and the will. The whole idea behind preaching is to change the thinking of individuals listening to the Word of God, to bring the thinking of individuals into conformity with the thinking of Christ. And this should be our objective throughout our Christian lives, to bring our thinking into conformity to the thinking of Christ, to bring our thinking into conformity to the Word of God. Every one of us is a theologian, and as theologians, we have ideas about God and about Scripture. But are our ideas scriptural themselves? Are our ideas really reflective of the truth of the Word of God? More and more, our thinking must be brought into conformity with the words of Scripture, with the thinking of Scripture, with the mind of Christ. And so our preaching must first of all work on the minds of the people. And as we present the truth of God to the people who are sitting in the pews, and their thinking is changed, their thinking is altered, that new thinking begins to sink down into their hearts. And this is of utmost importance. Conviction then comes. Conviction regarding the truth of the Word of God. That's one side of conviction. And conviction with regard to sin. And the Shorter Catechism speaks about our being convinced of our sin and misery. That is, we have a sense of our guilt, and at the same time, we come to a sense of the truth of the Word of God. This involves our emotions. You cannot separate the thinking that goes on in our minds and in our hearts from the feelings that we have with regard to the truth of God. Either we embrace it and love it and like it, or we reject it and we, in essence, hate it. So our emotions are involved in all that takes place. And then finally, we find that this truth of God sinks down into our hearts and alters the will. And it's quite astounding that the proof texts that are given in the Shorter Catechism and in the Larger Catechism with regard to the will have to do with those texts in Scripture that speak about being born again, that speak about being given a new heart. In Ezekiel 36, for example, where the prophet speaks about our being given new hearts, that has to do with the changing of the inner person, the altering of the will, so that we actually turn from our sin and turn to Jesus Christ. This is what conversion is all about, the actual turning away from sin and turning to Christ. And so the definition of preaching takes as its purpose the changing of minds, the training of minds, the operation of the Spirit upon the emotions, and the altering of the will. Listen to the definition once more. Preaching is God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit communicating His truth in our world to people in the pews through human instruments in order to change their thinking, bridle their emotions, and alter their wills. I submit to you that the purpose of the preacher as he sets forth the truth of God is to change the minds of the people in the congregation and bring them into conformity to the mind of Christ. The purpose of the preacher as he presents the truth of God is not only to change the minds of the people, but to see God by the power of the Holy Spirit bridle the emotions of the people in the congregation. This is an astounding thing, that the emotional complex of the people in the congregation are to be brought into conformity to Jesus Christ, so that we feel the things that are good in the way God desires us to feel the things that are good. And so our emotions are bridled. You know what a bridle is. A bridle on a horse tends to direct the horse in a proper direction. And that's what the bridling of the emotions is all about. And that is directing the emotions of those in the congregation in the proper godly direction. And then the altering of the will, an actual change of heart, an actual change of the disposition, an actual change in the attitudes, so that the individual no longer finds pleasure in evil, but finds pleasure in good and in doing the will of God, and turns away from sin and turns to Christ. It ought to be the aim of the preacher not only to change the thinking of individuals in the congregation, but to see the Spirit bridle the emotions and alter the wills of individuals so that they turn to Christ and turn away from sin. Here is the definition of preaching once again. Preaching is God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit communicating His truth in our world to people in the pews through human instruments in order to change their thinking, bridle their emotions, and alter their wills for the purpose of converting sinners, sanctifying saints, and preparing people for heaven. In our next lesson, we'll tackle that third part of our definition of preaching.